What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Beyond the Junkyard podcast. I am your host, Junkyard James, and this is the Saturday solo episode for you guys. And I gotta say, before we really get into the meat of today, we have a really good thing going on Thursdays with me and Cody Marinara doing the Thursday thing, and I'm working on a layout for the Saturday thing because I, to be honest, this is something that I did occasionally, trying to put multiple episodes out, or if we weren't going to be able to get a Thursday episode out, to get a episode out. But I really want this to be an every week thing where we have the Thursday live stream for the community to get together, and we have a podcast where we have a layout of things, but we also interact with the people on the live stream. But I also do want to have a Saturday show where I talk about keeping it real, keeping it relevant, talking about things that the people in the Discord or in the community want me to talk about. And so, again, the place for that conversation on a weekly basis is the Discord that you can find at junkyardmediagroup.com. But that's the week to week. Saturday, I really want it to be like a what's being talked about in the internet sphere with all of the wrestling fans. What are the things that are being talked about? And so that's what this Saturday show is aiming to be. Not necessarily a breakdown of anything. Today, I'm going to introduce to you kind of the new season or the new mantra that the Discord community is going to be having. Maybe go through a little bit of a background of as to why we're kind of moving into a new season of the Discord and what the purpose of it is. And then we're going to talk about some of the biggest things in pro wrestling. Number one, we're going to talk about Jeff Cobb, or the man formerly known as Jeff Cobb, got a name change last night on SmackDown. And I want to talk about that, my reaction to that. And then I want to talk about tonight, AEW Beach Break Collision episode, and what I expect to come out of Beach Break Collision tonight at 8 o'clock on TNT or streaming on Max. We'll also talk about, speaking of Max, just briefly, we'll talk about Max's transition this summer back to HBO Max, and maybe just spitball some things as to what that may do or how that may affect AEW content going forward. But first, I want to give a big shout out to the partner, the affiliate that we work with that helps power this show, and that is Dubby Energy. If you're looking for a boost that keeps you sharp without the jitters, say hello to Dubby Energy. It's packed with clean, transparent ingredients, no sugar, and no artificial junk. Just pure, crash-free focus. So whether you're a gamer, you're working, or grinding throughout the day, Dubby's got your back. Try it now and taste the difference. Use the code BeyondTheYard at checkout. Go to w.gg, use code Beyond the Yard to get 10% off your order today. Level up your energy with Dubby, and let's take down Big Energy. I appreciate Dubby for sponsoring us and partnering with us, being an affiliate partner. Be sure to to go there, try them out, help support that brand, and help support the Beyond the Junkyard podcast. So let's get into it. What is the purpose of this Discord community that we're trying to build, or this wrestling community that we're trying to build? And so here over the past couple of weeks, I really have started to want to focus on several different things. Building the community on YouTube, which is why I ask everyone to do those four things. Leave a thumbs up, comment on the video, share it with your friends, and most importantly, subscribe and hit that notification bell. That way you know when we post or go live, you get that notification. Because I really want, not necessarily to build the community so much so as a thing of like we have a X, Y, and Z amount of people, but it's, I really do want to build a community. And to build a community, you need people to join the community. And the greatest way for someone to start building a community is to do the door-to-door salesman approach of, can you join this community? Can you watch this video? Can you do this? And so I'm going to push subscriptions. I'm going to push sharing the video. I'm going to push, you know, commenting and liking. That way the algorithm sees us and we can start to build this community. Because this is really what I want. I want this to be community driven, and not just a community of like-minded individuals who believe, who see and view wrestling in the same way, but a community really of people all over the spectrum. That way we can have meaningful dialogue. If there's someone in the community that disagrees with my take on AEW or my take on a WWE topic, we either dish it out in the Discord, or even so, if they want to come on the podcast and we can talk it out, we can talk through some things. That's what I want this to be. I want this to be community driven, but not just, you know, not just like the Branch Davidians where we're cultish and we all believe the same things and we brainwash each other to believe that X is good and Y is bad, and everybody that believes it. Like, I don't want that. I want to have a community of individuals from all across the spectrum of beliefs in pro wrestling. But I also want to have a community that is about pro wrestling. And so that's going, you know, we can have those conversations in the Discord and those smaller chats about other things. But I want the majority of the talk in the community to be about what the community is built upon, which is pro wrestling. I want this to be a community of people who actually care about pro wrestling from whatever perspective they care about it from. If you're super casual and you only care about pro wrestling on Mondays and Fridays, and jump into our WWE chat and chat it up with other WWE fans. If you like all sorts of wrestling, you can jump into different pieces of that community of the Discord and really build that community. But I think the difficulty that we're having right now is the branding of the Discord. We've branded it based off of the YouTube page, the Junkyard Media Group YouTube page. And don't get me wrong, Junkyard Media Group is staying how it is and where it's going. But I think what I'm realizing is if we're wanting to push this as a wrestling community, we have to brand it to be a wrestling community. So this episode's going to get posted, and then immediately within the next couple of days, some changes are going to take place and some reorganization is going to take place in the Discord. I'm going to put a very, you know, large effort into reorganizing the Discord so that we have the podcast pages, but that's not the main focus necessarily. It's where the podcast will get posted so that y'all can watch it and distribute it to your friends and other communities. But But the main thing would be having those conversations, whether it's WWE or AEW or New Japan or whatever it may be. That's what I want the focus of the Discord to be going forward. It's not necessarily a place where we just, you know, mindlessly throw out the podcast episodes, but it's a place where people can come and have conversations and talk about pro wrestling. And it's not necessarily focused on the podcast, but it's focused on the community that is fueling both this podcast and the Slapping Meat Wrestling podcast. And so without further ado, I've already gotten some feedback. I've come up with a name and I've generated a moniker and a logo for going forward for the Discord page. And it's going to be my proud honor. Again, within the next couple of days, all of this stuff will change. You'll notice these changes. We're going to call this Discord community the Real Wrestling Community. And this is why. I want to have a real conversation about wrestling. I feel like for far too long, social media has created a platform for people to hide behind some sort of moniker, some sort of mask, to say or do things that they know will get them attention. They know will get them clicks. They know will get them comments. They know that it will fill the algorithm. And so it's not real. It's this soft generated content that, like, if you're like people like Heel Ushi or Jobber Nation or on Air Gold on the AEW side, some of those accounts where they post things that are so blatantly just crafted and said in a way that is meant to generate engagement, that is meant to generate people to bash them for saying that. And it's all for like a monetization effort. And I just want a real conversation. I want people to stand on business about how they really feel about wrestling. And it doesn't matter if I agree or disagree with you on it. I just want you to stand on business. I don't want you to hide behind some sort of moniker or hide behind, you know, whatever. You know, I'm not here for gimmicks. Like, I use the name Junkyard James because that was a name that I was given, a nickname that I was given by one of my former bosses that I absolutely, you know, to this day, one of my favorite bosses that I've worked for, knew I liked pro wrestling, gave me the name Junkyard James as a moniker to, like, as a, like, because of Junkyard Dog. So he called me JYJ because, like, Junkyard Dog went by JYD. And so he knew I liked wrestling, and that's the name, and it stuck. And so, but JYJ, what I say on this show, what I intend to say on social media, that's how I truly feel about pro wrestling. I'm not here to be cringy. I'm not here to gauge engagement. In fact, sometimes when I post things and they generate a bunch of likes, sometimes I just want to throw my phone out the window because my phone's constantly going off with likes and dislikes and all of that mess. And so I'm not here to generate a large following, but I do want a real community of wrestling fans from all across the spectrum. And so the Real Wrestling Community going forward is what the Discord page is going to be. And there's going to be a big focus on generating the community there, as well as the social media pages and the YouTube channel and things like that. That way, the Thursday show is going to be more of the breakdown of AEW Dynamite, whereas the Saturday show is going to be me really giving talking about the things that the community at large really wants us to talk about. And we're going to be real. We're going to be authentic. There's not going to be like any off-put things that you can or cannot say. But I do ask that, like, in this community, we keep politics to ourselves. We keep religion for the most part to ourselves. Like, let's focus on what brings us all together, which is wrestling. And let's keep it real. Let's keep it 100. Let's stand on business. But moving forward, let's get into some wrestling content. This past Friday, yesterday evening, Friday night, SmackDown hailed from the First Horizon Coliseum in Greensboro, North Carolina, just about an hour or two north of where I live. And Jeff Cobb shows up, but he goes by a different name. Solo Sikoa was calling him JC. And we go to the WWE roster page to find out it's not just a nickname for Jeff Cobb or a shortened way of saying Jeff Cobb. His name is now JC Mateo, going forward in the WWE. And it led people to ask why the name change. And to me, it was really simple as to why they changed the name. It's the reason they change everybody's name here in WWE. A lot of people were saying, it's so that the character, like, Jeff Cobb doesn't seem like it's Samoan. And so to make the character more appear like he's a part of the family, they're going to make his name sound more Samoan. But the real reason is this, and I think this is pretty obvious. WWE no longer wants their wrestlers, their talent, to use their real birth name, and with few exceptions. Like, Cody Rhodes is allowed to do that, but even that, Cody Rhodes isn't his real name. It's Cody Runnels. So Cody Rhodes is allowed to use Cody Rhodes. AJ Styles is allowed to use AJ Styles. I think, is his name not legit Alan Jones Styles? Is that correct? And so Randy Orton is allowed to use Randy Orton. So there are a few people that are kind of grandfathered in, but going forward, no longer is someone like going to be able to jump in, with the exception of like Jade Cargill. Again, there's a few exceptions. Stephanie Vaquer didn't have a name change. Julia didn't have a name change. But like Ricky Starks did, changed to Ricky Saints. Alexis King did. And now Jeff Cobb to JC Mateo, because they want to trademark their talent, their monikers, their names, their brand. WWE wants the trademark so that they can continue to make money off of these talent. And that's just the truth of the matter. Again, keeping it real, that is what it is. It's not necessarily that WWE wants to change the presentation of Jeff Cobb. It's that they want to trademark a name, and Jeff Cobb is his real name. Well, Jeffrey Cobb is his real name, and they can't trademark. They tried with Adam Cole, and I believe they lost the trademark process. They lost in the trademark process somewhere. And so afterwards, they've realized if you're not going to use your real name, your birth name, because we're going to trademark it, we're going to sell merchandise with it, with your name, your image and your likeness, and we're going to make money off of it and give you a piece of it. And if you leave us, we don't want to lose that investment. We want to be able to keep that trademark as long as we deem fit. And so that's the case. My question is how long did it take them to come up with that name, JC Mateo? Like, did Jeff Cobb choose that name? To me, what would have made a lot more sense is you change his name to, like, you could keep the JC. Obviously, that is in reference to Jeff Cobb. That they're shortening Jeff Cobb to JC. But if you're going to put a Samoan-sounding last name, keep it something within that story. Like, I think, like, JC Sakoa would have been a great name for Jeff Cobb. And he could have been some long-distant relative in storyline to Solo Sakoa. And you could have gone there, or you could have called him JC Fatu, or you could have, you know, something like that. Something to keep it within the family, keep it within the name, the names of the people within the storyline, so that the story makes sense. Mateo, one, doesn't sound super Samoan. It sounds more like Dominican, in my opinion. And it's just a really weird name. I don't like it, to be completely honest with you. I would have preferred them to keep the name Jeff Cobb. I get why they're doing it. But the point of the matter is, this is his name going forward. And I wonder if Jeff Cobb is already kind of having buyer's remorse. Like, he's being thrown into this storyline. And you look at Penta, you look at Rey Fénix, and how they've been, you know, like, Penta's been treated pretty well as a singles wrestler. But Rey Fénix has been getting absolutely buried since he joined the company. Like, you look at these last couple WWE acquisitions of AEW talent, and you wonder if any of them have buyer's remorse. Would Penta and Rey Fénix like to come back to AEW? Would they have preferred to keep their mouth shut and listen to the creative that was being pitched to them? Or are they okay with being nothing more than a mid-card act, getting squashed by the likes of El Grande Americano at WrestleMania? Is it good to just have the WrestleMania moment, or and maybe be, you know, taken as a joke? Or do you want to actually do good things? I thought last night was a perfect opportunity for Rey Fénix to win the qualifying match for the Money in the Bank, because Rey Fénix he's an acrobatic guy. He does the air stunts, and it's a ladder fucking match. He would have been perfect to do one of those WWE nostalgic ladder bumps that they always do in every ladder match. He would have been a perfect guy to do that bump. And instead you have him lose the qualifying match. And where does he fit in the card? Where does he fit in? He's obviously not going for any championship. At least with Penta, they have him going for titles. Where Rey Fénix is getting squashed in almost every match that he's wrestling. And for a guy that was known for being one of the greatest tag team wrestlers in one of the best tag teams of all wrestling history, for him to be treated as essentially a comedy act in the WWE is just a little disheartening. And I wonder if there's buyer remorse. And then going back to Jeff Cobb, is this the way he thought he would have been, you know, making his WWE debut, and some convoluted storyline that's gone on for far too long, and they need to end it? They don't need to continue the bloodline. They don't need to continue the new bloodline. They just need to split up all aspects of the bloodline. Throw it away. Give it, you know. And then there's this like tension that wrestling fans would know about Jeff Cobb and Jacob Fatu, but like Jacob Fatu and Jeff Cobb doesn't exist anymore. This is JC Mateo. So can you really have them talk about beef when one of the characters is going by a different name? Like, can you really throw back to that moment in time when Jeff Cobb and Jacob Fatu were feuding in Japan, when it's not Jeff Cobb, it's JC Mateo. JC Mateo didn't have a feud with Jacob Fatu. Jeff Cobb did. So you see how it's convoluted there. And I wonder if this is the way that he intentioned debuting in the WWE. And then the last thing on this topic, and this is going to be a relatively short show. I don't want my Saturday shows going super long. So, but anyways, the last thing on this topic is one of the reasons they did all of these roster cuts was so you can get fresh, younger talent in. And you go in and you cut Dakota Kai, and she's 37. And one of the reasons that it's being reported that she is getting cut is because she's 37 and her salary didn't match the production they had for her. And yet Jeff Cobb comes out and he's like 40 plus years old. And I'm sure you're paying him a pretty penny. And he's making his debut at over 40. And so that's obviously not the reason you cut Dakota Kai, is because she's old and it costs too much money for her salary, because I'm sure Jeff Cobb is making more money than Dakota Kai made. And so I know it's just a little frustrating that the WWE hides behind these excuses on why they're letting these talent go. If they were honest and real with us, I think maybe I would understand the purpose behind the cuts. But yeah, what a community. Let me know in the comments. Let me know on the Discord. Let me know what you think. JC Mateo, good name, bad name, anything in between. Will he make a difference in WWE, or is this just a short-term stint for a guy looking to maybe end his career on the mountaintop? Let me know what you think about the JC Mateo stuff in the comments and in the Discord. Let's talk about AEW for a moment. The first news before we get to talking about this Saturday show is HBO Max is making its return. The current app streaming service known as Max is rebranding itself back to HBO Max this summer. And my biggest concern is, or question is how does this affect AEW content? Now the assumed reason why they changed it from HBO Max to Max and was assumed they didn't want the target audience wasn't a super mature audience. They wanted to kind of become a family friendly audience, and the HBO name was synonymous with some really non family friendly shows. Things like Game of Thrones and The Sopranos and things like that were very graphic and very for mature audiences. And so they changed it to Max to try to get a more family-friendly centric fan base. And it worked. They got a lot of subscribers. They got a lot of new monthly users. And AEW is now on the programming. And I don't think this does anything to AEW. Like this to me is just a name change. AEW will be where it'll be. And if anything, it may allow AEW to push the needle a little bit more with the not so family friendly content because of the connotation of the mature audience behind the HBO brand. But I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't think it changes anything with WWE, or I'm sorry, with AEW and their stance in the HBO Max realm. In fact, I hope at some point in time we can, you know, fully launch pay-per-views on HBO Max and the like, instead of having to use these other streaming services. But let's talk about tonight's show to end this episode. Tonight we are back in Chicago for Beach Break Collision, and it is a really good card for the most part. Powerhouse Hobbs, one third of the World Trios Championship champions, takes off a singles match with Wheeler Yuta. We have the AEW Tag Team Championship number one contendership match between Sammy and Dustin and Crew. And then we have a Chicago street fight between the Gates of Agony and the Learning Tree, Brian Keith and Big Bill. And Anna Jay and Megan Bain go off. And I'm sure there's going to be some other things. I hope to see Max Caster make a an appearance. He is by far the best wrestler alive. And so Collision wouldn't exist without an appearance from the best wrestler alive. And so let's do it. Let's put Max Caster on the show. I hope he does make an appearance in some way, shape, or form. But this seems like a really good card. This is about the time where Tony Khan really starts cooking, when he's about a week and a half out, actually about 8 days away from the next pay-per-view. So we're going to have this show, and then the Go Home Dynamite on Wednesday, and then the Go Home Collision on Saturday, leading up to Sunday's show. And we got to start getting the pay-per-view cooking. There are really still some questions we have for the pay-per-view. Is who is all in the Anarchy in the Arena match? How many more matches are going to be added? Where does the TNT title fit in? Does Mercedes Moné, does she have a contender in line for the TBS belt? How does that work out? And so we have a lot of stories and questions to ask. And I think this Collision could give us a lot of those answers as to what's going on for Double or Nothing next weekend. But yeah, no, this is a really good card. Collision is more of the pro wrestling in-ring show, and at least recently. And Dynamite has really been a lot of the storyline progression show. So I'm excited to see what comes out of the show tonight. We got several really good matches on the card. And I am ecstatic. I think we also have a trios match between Bandido, Brody King, Tomohiro Ishii against the Don Callis family. I think Speedball Mike Bailey also fights Blake Christian. I think Kyle Fletcher fights AR Fox. So we have like six or seven matches. I think we have that tribute to Steve Mongo McMichael in Chicago. So there's going to be a lot on this show. And I'm sure if you're not an AEW elite follower, if you don't watch AEW on the regular, you can find something tonight that you would enjoy. So tune in at 8 o'clock on TNT, or if you have Max, stream it on Max live, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Let me know what you think. What should we do going forward with the Saturday show? Should it be just me rambling like I am today? Should there be more contests or more lists, or give me some ideas, pitch some ideas to me on what we should make. I really want this to be the community show on Saturday. So let me know in the comments or in the Discord. Make sure you hit that thumbs up. You leave me a comment. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, leave a 5-star review. Subscribe to us on Apple and Spotify. Hit that share button on YouTube or on Apple and Spotify. Share this with your friends. This episode's like 30, 35 minutes long. So you can drive to work and listen to it. And so share it to those to listen on their way to work. And then if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Let's build a community. And I hope to see y'all soon in the now going to be rebranded Real Wrestling Community page. I'm Junkyard James. We'll see y'all next Thursday for the AEW Double or Nothing preview show. I'm Junkyard James. We'll see you then. And this is Beyond the Junkyard. Beyond the Junkyard.